Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining me in studio this morning is Dave Glover, the driving force behind DGS here on KMOX. And they have an annual, I don't even want to call it an event, it's like a ritual that you have every year around Halloween, where you try to go experience the supernatural. Tell our listeners a little bit about your annual Halloween show.
So it started in 2001, solely based on my love for the Don Knotts movie, The Ghost of Mr. Chicken, which I saw way too young, and I passed that down to my kids. Typically, the age is about six, and it just scared the heck out of me, and I went to the Limp Mansion, and I sort of did a Ghost of Mr. Chicken thing where we had a listener spend the night, and we've just done it every year after that. And we've done the Sally House in Atchison, Kansas. We've done the McPike Mansion, and in 2008, we did the Exorcist House in Belnor.
That had to have been the creepiest of them all.
You know, it's funny. I just did an event last weekend where they showed The Exorcist and a bunch of people stayed after and we did a panel discussion. I went into that like a showman and sort of a jackass, and I was taking it way too lightly, and things went sideways that night where we took listeners with us, and I'm glad they didn't sue us because I think they were traumatized.
Just by just the whole atmosphere
of
the place?
Again, I was being a showman, and one by one, I put them in the room where the exorcism took place by themselves and videotaped it. And with one woman, it went really, really bad, so bad that she screamed for help. My producer and I ran up there. I've never seen a human face look so much in terror. And I went home that night. And I woke Maureen up out of a dead sleep, and I was crying, and I said, I think I did something bad tonight, because I felt so bad for how scared those people were.
Talk to me about whether, for you, you think this supernatural realm is real, or whether it's just our minds when we get in a place that may be dark or just a different atmosphere.
Yeah, the second one first, I think there's absolutely a recipe to find a spooky place, go during October where it's rainy and cold and dark, and leave people alone in a room. Yeah, just add water, you got a Halloween show. But it's something I think about a lot. I am what I call a hopeful agnostic. I'm not a believer in religion, but what I always say is, I don't know how a toaster works. So if I don't know how a toaster works, who am I to tell you whether there's a God or no God or ghosts or no ghosts or where your dead grandmother is? So I'm pretty open-minded.
Have you heard people, after you've done these shows, reach out to you and relate their own experiences with what they think are the supernatural realm?
Oh yeah, all the time. In fact, I didn't tell this story the other night. I didn't tell it on the show today, that about 2 weeks after doing an interview of Father Halloran in 2001, who was the young priest involved in the real exorcism, and he died 2 days later. And 2 weeks later, I received a copy of a letter from a listener that I believe it was her uncle had left back in the 50s. And he was a janitor at, I believe, Alexian Brothers, where the little boy from the exorcism was treated. And after that, they closed that room down, which I know is true, and no one got to stay there anymore. And I'll get this kind of wrong, but basically, one of his workers refused to go near that room, so there is a light out, and he went and changed the light bulb outside that room, and he heard something from inside that room growl his name. And he left this letter in his will to this woman's mother, his sister, and said, don't open this until I died. He was a deacon at his Catholic church. He was a very straight-laced guy, and it was just written in his own handwriting from the 50s. I still have that letter somewhere.
Have you ever been someplace doing the recording for this Halloween show and you had to leave yourself?
So I couldn't get out of the Exorcist house fast enough. We planned on spending the night and we left about midnight. And I'll never forget when we drove away, the owner of the house was literally sitting there watching The Exorcist on his television. You could see it. This latest one we did at Emmaus Village out near Washington, Missouri, an old sanitarium from the early 1800s. I was very scared there. And very disturbed. The stories were very disturbing, and I didn't like being there at all.
Now, you've pulled your coworkers into this as well, where they are alone in the dark. How do you get them to do this?
You know, I've never had to push them. And I'm very open and honest with them and the audience. I wouldn't do it. Like, I'm a big scaredy cat. And like when we were at Emmaus Village, we went to this one area that's basically a basement of a basement of a crawl space, just this cave. And three people died in there. And I said, well, I guess no one's going to spend some time alone in here. And Kevin Wheeler said he'll do it. So Kevin Wheeler went in with this machine, this ghost talking machine that just spits out random words. And one of the big payoffs we have for the show on Friday on Halloween is that this machine said something to Kevin that Kevin didn't hear. And so when we played it back for him, it really freaked him out, which, as you know, is hard to freak Kevin Wheeler out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you feel like you want to bring to the listener with this on Halloween?
Mostly fun. You know, I do take the Halloween shows seriously. I do treat the places we go with as much respect as I can and treat people's beliefs, whether they're very religious and they don't like Halloween stuff or they're very into it or whatever it is. But it's mostly fun. And also a little bit of a looking past the veil and having discussions about, is it real? Is it not? Consciousness, does it survive death? I'm really into that topic. So for me, it scratches a couple of itches.
So 3:30?
3:30 on Friday.
Fantastic. Yeah. Thank you, Dave.
You're welcome.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.